It's late afternoon as Homicide Lieutenant Don Halverson paces in his office. Thinks of the lovely, appealing girl charged with the cold-blooded slaying of Gordon Weber. Thinks of the evidence which proves Kate Beekman is guilty. Weighs the evidence against his instinctive sympathy for her. And reaches a decision. More about Kate in a few moments. First, in the lobby of a large midtown hotel.
Okay, Counselor, here we are. Now, will you please tell me why we're here?
You see Paul Drake, Bella?
No, but there are dozens of people in the lobby.
Take a look around and see if you spot Paul.
No.
You sure?
Of course I'm sure, Chief.
Excuse me, miss.
Oh, yes, of course. Harry?
You'll have to stand aside so I can move, miss.
What?
Step lively, miss.
I beg your pardon. Oh, Paul Drake.
Quiet, Bella. Surprised, Ella.
Well, you're wearing horn-rimmed glasses and you talked. You walked. You're dressed all different.
Some outfit, huh? Houndstooth sport jacket, contrasting slacks. Real spiffy, huh?
You look pretty cute, Paul.
Yeah.
So long as it's different.
Well, it is. Della didn't spot you. Now, let's sit over here in the corner out of the way. Hmm?
You tell me why Paul's all disguised, Perry.
One thing at a time, Della. Paul, did you read the papers?
Glanced at them.
Kate Beekman has been indicted for first-degree murder.
Wow.
No time to waste, okay?
Shoot.
Now, we have got to find the link between Weber and the auto theft syndicate, and we'll start from the bottom. You remember Francis Riley?
No. Oh, yes, yes. Kid who got mixed up with the syndicate went straight when you pulled him out.
And here's the address where Riley is working now. As soon as I leave, phone his office, arrange to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
Where? It's a place called the Brass Ring. It's a small bar and grill. Minor members of the syndicate used to hang out there. Now, listen, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Riley doesn't know Weber, but some of his contacts may. Perhaps not by that name. However...
I go with Riley, meet his old friends, and ask questions?
Right. But do it carefully. Now, you've got to have a reason to ask questions.
Mm-hmm. Who am I?
You are an out-of-town boy on the market for stolen cars. And, here.
Oh, boy. What a wad of dough.
Mm-hmm. That's expense money, and flash it around.
Bring the flies to the sugar. Okay.
And? Hmm? Riley is going to pretend that he is helping you make contacts. Now, the syndicate has suspended operations, so the little guys need money. You get the picture?
Sure. Hmm?
One thing more. Keep an eye on Riley.
Oh, he still got itchy fingers?
Absolutely not. But if the higher-ups get any idea of what he's up to...
Yeah, I'll watch my own neck, too.
Scared, Paul?
I'm scared to death.
Are you all set, Paul?
Yeah. I got the dough, and... You know, it's a shame, Perry. All my life, I've heard about a wad of dough big enough to choke a horse. Now I got the wad and no horse.
Oh.
All right, I'm on my way, Perry. Hey, keep your fingers crossed, Della.
Hmm?
Oh, Paul's such a nice guy. I like to hear him kid about being scared.
Mm-hmm. Well, just do what the man asked you, Della. You keep your fingers crossed.
Oh? You mean it is dangerous? Hmm?
We'll check back by the office and then we'll go see Kate.
Perry, Paul and Francis Riley will be in danger?
Paul will look after Francis.
Yes, who'll look after Paul?
He knows what he's doing.
Yes, but... Well, I will keep my fingers crossed.
Meanwhile, in a booth in the small restaurant near police headquarters, Police Sergeant Dick Clark smiles at the pretty young woman sitting beside him.
Sergeant Mary Moriarty, you're the prettiest policewoman I ever saw. I love you, Sergeant.
I love you too, Sergeant.
What are you going to do next month?
Get married.
Oh, yeah? Who's the lucky guy?
You know, Sergeant.
Go ahead and call me Dick. We're not on duty now.
No.
So let's go to the movies, huh?
Dick, please wait a little longer. Lieutenant Halverson asked me to wait here.
Hey, what's with the good lieutenant?
Well, something he asked me to do, then changed his mind. Then changed his mind again.
Well, that's very clear, Sergeant. Just clear as mud.
Honey, I can't tell you. Don asked me to keep it under my hat. Oh, he wouldn't care if I told you, but... Well, since he asked me not to repeat
so
it...
So the lieutenant has secrets with the girl I'm going to marry, huh? Okay, we'll wait.
Oh, here he is. Hello, Don.
Hello, Sergeant. Sergeant?
So, Don, you two want to be alone?
Hmm?
Well, I'll be glad to duck out, Lieutenant. You and Sergeant Moriarty have things to talk about.
You know this clown?
Isn't he pretty?
Gorgeous.
Thank you, Lieutenant. And seriously, Don, I can go get a short beer while you talk to Mary.
Uh-uh. Since you guys are going to get married, why, Dick, I'm working on the Weber killing.
Still working on it?
Mm-hmm.
The girl's been indicted.
Well, they're loose ends. All I've got to do is find them. Kate Beekman's in a cell in City Jail, up on the West Wing.
You sound like you've been there.
I have. I've tried to talk to her, but she won't listen. I can't blame her.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight, Don. The grand jury indicted her. Is she guilty?
Yes and no.
Now, what's that mean? She killed him or she didn't kill him? Which?
She killed him. But the grand jury returned a first-degree indictment.
Don thinks there's a question of premeditation.
Oh? You say it was a crime of passion?
Maybe.
And what's she say?
Nothing.
Why isn't she yelling her head off?
I don't know. That's what I want Mary to find out. She's going to pretend to be a prisoner and go in the cell next to Kate Beekman.
Well, so what? Why all the secrecy?
I'm doing this on my own hook.
Without telling the DA?
That's it.
Well, not quite, Don. You're sticking Mary's neck
in. Now, just relax, will you? If the DA gets wise, I'll take full responsibility. Okay, Mary?
Sure, Don. When do I start?
Well, the sooner the better.
Make it now.
Hey, we've got a date.
Oh? Well, since you two have plans, put it off till tomorrow.
We haven't any special plans.
What? Mary, I told you just a minute ago.
It's okay, Don. I'll go in tonight.
Thanks a lot, Mary.
Hmm.
I'll see that everything's all set.
Wait a minute, Don. The way I get it, the girl hasn't talked to you.
Uh-uh.
So you've got nothing to go on. No reason to believe she didn't do it.
She did it.
No reason to believe she didn't plan it, right?
Nothing definite, just... Well, just call it a feeling. I'll see you later, Mary. Good night, Dick.
Night. That guy has a feeling, so I can't have my date with my girl.
Sweetie, there'll be other days.
Yeah, but I wanted to see you tonight. What's he mean he's got a feeling? I don't get it, Mary. The guy didn't even act like himself.
He's acting like a nice guy.
Oh, he's acting like a... He's got holes in his head. If the DA gets wise...
But Don has the authority to plant a police
officer. Leave us not kid ourselves. The DA can make him plenty of trouble and have it in for you, too.
No, I'm not worried.
Well, I am. Mary... All right, baby, what's it all about?
Well, he told you.
He said he's got a feeling the girl has a story. What's it to him? If she's got a story, let her tell it.
He wants to help her.
Okay, why?
Because... Dick, don't you wonder about other people?
Wonder? What do you mean?
Since you and I... Well, since we found each other and found we love each other, don't you wonder about people who are alone?
People like Halverson?
Yes. Well, he is all alone.
Well, he's got people. He's got a sister. Lives right here in town.
Yes, but he doesn't have anyone like you and I have each other. He's really a very lonely man.
Mary, are you saying Don Halverson and that girl...
I don't know. But he said himself he had a feeling.
Well, yeah, but I thought... Poor guy. You're just being romantic.
Yeah, I guess. But it's natural since I'm in love.
With me? Okay, Sergeant Moriarty. Remember that and run along to jail. I'll be thinking of you.
Promise.
Promise.
Well, whatever his reasons for helping Kate Beekman, Don Halverson is doing his best to help her. And what you just heard is going to have a profound effect, not only on Kate Beekman, but on Don Halverson, too. By all means, join us tomorrow, won't you?